This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marco Boulanger. Public education systems are becoming increasingly under attack by giant multinationals such as Pearson and Bear Litz. These companies want to commercialize schools by selling them expensive products and services or take them out of the public realm to privatize them. This trend is apparent around the world, but it is especially strong in countries such as the UK, Canada, and the United States, where there is opportunity to earn greater profits. I met with four leading education unionists. Fred Van Leeuwen, the General Secretary of Education International, the global union federation for teachers and other education workers, Christine Blower, the General Secretary of the National Union of Teachers in the UK, Diane Wallacechuk, the president of the Canadian Teachers Federation, and Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers in the United States. I talked to them at a global conference of teachers and other education workers organized by Education International, EI, in Montreal, May 26th to 30th. Here is Mr. Van Leeuwen, EI's general secretary.
Marketization of education will undermine quality education for all. We discussed this extensively in the 80s and the 90s when the World Trade Organization launched discussions between countries about opening the world markets for education services. At that time, Education International and the Public Services International succeeded to mobilize our members against this initiative, and the discussions among the countries did not go anywhere, and we were relieved. But I'm afraid that today the phantom has returned to haunt us, this time not in the World Trade Organization, but in the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the TTIP, being negotiated between the United States and the European Union. The inclusion of education services as a subject for TTIP negotiations will pose serious risks for public schools, for publicly funded schools, for teachers, for support professionals, for students, and for communities in both the European Union and the United States.
I asked Christine Blower from the UK's National Union of Teachers if privatization of education systems was a problem in her country.
At the moment, we have a school system that's marketized, and many aspects of it are privatized. So people who used to work in the public sector have had to become self-employed or work for private companies. The people who provide absolutely critical support in education.
Randy Weingarten is the president of the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT. She, too, is concerned about the pressure to privatize school systems.
Increasing in the United States is the push towards deprofessionalization, privatization, and it's prompted in large part by the last recession and by the austerity policies that still continue from that. And the tools that are used are things like testing and sanctioning. So, unfortunately, I see a terrible circle that happens in the United States, a catch-22 circle of starving public schools, preferring instead in places like Pennsylvania for tax cuts to corporations. So starving schools, preferring other kinds of choices instead of paying for schools for all children, relentlessly criticizing public schools, demonizing educators, marginalizing those who fight back, all the while peddling private alternatives.
Another country being hit by efforts to commercialize educational practice is Canada. Diane Wallacechuk is president of the Canadian Teachers Federation.
One thing that we have seen in Canada in recent years is that governments are beginning to provide funding, public funding, from taxpayers' dollars to private schools or quasi-private schools. And this is an issue. I mean, it was announced in Saskatchewan just a few years ago. And in British Columbia, there was a report about a year and a half ago that the amount of funding, additional funding, that the BC government was putting into private education was about twice the percentage of the increase for publicly funded education, the publicly funded public education. There are certainly many companies that are in Canada selling computer programs, software, all of that kind of thing, grading programs, reporting programs, student information systems, all of that kind of thing. And Pearson, for example, is one company that's very active in Canada. And the other thing I should mention, too, is standardized tests. These are very expensive programs to run. Certainly the standardized test programs are. And in terms of the school divisions who are looking to purchase this software, these are ongoing significant expenses that they incur because of, you know, adhering to these particular programs and having contracts with these companies like Pearson.